there are many people who talk about these things, and it always seems to come that the explanation is that this has always been this way, that these organizations have always been out to total control to keep us in darkness. And the key thing I try to bring out is it didn't begin that way. Now, even look at the word Illuminati. Illumin, it means light. So the idea is that in dynastic Egypt, when religion first evolved, then religion became a system to control and to keep people in a certain mindset. So certain groups formed part of the oral tradition to try to keep the ancient wisdom alive. It's the terms that come out in the metaphysical literature are like the Great White Brotherhood or the White Lodge. Now, those terms, particularly White Brotherhood, is not politically correct anymore because it sounds racist and sexist. But, you know, it wasn't. White didn't mean race, it meant light. Brotherhood meant men and women. But they began, the first secret societies were reactions against the excesses of religion that was trying to control people. And their idea was to try to keep ancient wisdom alive. So this is where the original word Illuminati comes from.
Then what happened to them? Why did they change?
Because we're in this cycle of darkness. So in this cycle, everything, every system, every belief system that has come about has become co-opted and corrupted. And again, I talk about religion in that respect in my book. But these secret societies, Illuminati, Rosicrucians, Masons, everybody tries to lump them together in the New World Order. What has happened, particularly in the last couple hundred years, is these societies have become infiltrated. Now, I don't know for sure. I mentioned in my book the modern term Illuminati began in 1775. A gentleman named Adam Weishaupt, who was a Jesuit, formed what's known as the Bavarian Illuminati. I've not done enough research myself to be able to say whether he began that organization to control people to start this new world order. But what has happened, definitely what has occurred, is the organizations have become infiltrated by groups that do want to keep people in darkness and want to control the world. There's a great example of that in the 1920s, in the Masons of Italy, what's known as the P2 Lodge, Propaganda Due in Italian, became infiltrated by the fascists of Mussolini and tried to control the Masons. I know for a fact, I don't go into this in my book, but it's something we can discuss, that the Rosicrucian Order that I was involved with in 1987, 1988 was attempted to be co-opted by the Moonies, which are connected to the CIA.
I'm beginning to think the Illuminati owns the phone company.
Well, they're trying to. So the point, George, today is that these organizations that are trying to control this new world order are definitely people who go back to this whole concept of the age we're in to try to keep us in darkness. But my point is the original intent of the so-called secret societies, particularly the Rosicrucians and the Masons and the Knights Templar, was to try to bring light, to try to keep people out of darkness, to try to keep the ancient wisdom alive. But a lot of these groups, and this is why I tell people they have to be discerning. There are many groups who call themselves the Knights Templar. There are many groups who call themselves Rosicrucian and Mason, and they're not the original intent to bring light, but to control and bring darkness. And so that's why we come up with the idea today of the New World Order, the Illuminati, that's out to control.
But they changed, and they've changed in a bad way, Stephen.
Well, that's the cycle, George, and this is the point where I said we were going to leave with a positive note. They're not going to win, because the light is coming, the dawn is coming, they can't stop it. It certainly looks bad, and that's why I say that the whole idea of terrorism, the war on terrorism, the whole wars around the world, the whole distrust, the whole idea of trying to keep people, you've got Christians distrusting Jews, Jews and Christians distrusting Muslims, Muslims hating Christians and Jews. This whole idea is to try to keep people separated and in darkness, but they will not win. No matter how many times they cut me off speaking tonight to you on the phone, they will not win.